That's right. Young Black Americans. YBA. The new respects from 2024. That's this year. You're listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. We have been for the last 46 years, and we're going to be well into the future. Don't doubt that. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members, just like you, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful supporters, just like you. Well, currently 50 degrees outside here in the Twins on the west bank of the Mississippi River, here in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, the most diverse neighborhood in all of Minnesota, the state of Minnesota. I don't have the weather forecast, and I don't have a traffic update here, so we'll just go ahead and get started with our good medicine with your host, Roya, in the evening. Here we go.
Stay young at heart.
Cause you'll never, never.
Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1975. That's the way of the world. Oh, isn't that so true tonight, this past week? Well, Han Buju Karihi to all of you out there. I'm hesitant to say all my relatives, because there's some folks out there that, to be quite honest with you, I don't want to be relatives. I know we're all members of the human race, but tonight, this week, I don't feel like I'm related to them. They have turned their back on that. So many of us who feel that this way this week, after the election results of Tuesday, November the 5th, 2024. So I'll just greet all of you out there, not all of you who just agree with me, but all of you who are on the side of human rights, democracy, and looking for the light and following it. I've shared with you many times my own personal experience of seeking the light, and I feel so horrible this week, tonight, for those individuals who are blinded and cannot see what that light is in their lives. So, what have we done as a people, as a nation, that has caused those individuals to turn to such a despicable, horrible individual that would promise them anything, and they are following that? So much love that must not have been extended in their life, and now they can't return it and are seeking only their own individual salvation and satisfaction. All right. This is a Good Medicine. We're sending our signal out across the Milky Way. I think we're going to make our ancestors proud tonight. Some of the music I'm going to play with you, some of my reactions I'm going to share with you, they may not have heard some of this modern music. I think they can certainly appreciate some of the feeling, the emotion that's very raw this week for many of us here in the disunited states. I'm not going to call it United States anymore. Anyway, all right, well, thank you for indulging me. This is Roya White Eagle Taylor, your host tonight for Good Medicine. And I have some thoughts even about that title and how I've tried to use it, sharing with you my sense of why I called this program Good Medicine. And so tonight, I just, there's so much out there that I wanted to share with you. You know, I was listening to Blankety Blanche today, Fubar Omniverse, and She was playing a lot of jazz, and while I appreciate jazz, I love it too. The era that I grew up in, there's just so much pop music, particularly the guitar. And I thought I would spin a few tunes for you using that format, that genre, just as a way of kind of soothing ourselves here. Some of the lyrics might reflect or express how we're feeling. Sometimes there's just a lot of just the lyrics, and sometimes the melodies themselves can speak to us and soothe our souls, be a salve to the wound that we have received this past week. So here we go. This is sending this out to Ann Q, who is recovering from hip surgery tonight. Earlier today, it went really well. This is one of her favorite artists. And, here we go. It has Jesse Ed Davis on it, Kiowa from Oklahoma, on the bass line. So here we go with Doctor My Eyes.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my we'll be right back.
satisfaction.
KFAI will broadcast Turtle Island Voices Rising on Monday, November 11th from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Turtle Island Voices Rising is a special day of Native American and Indigenous programming curated by KFAI hosts and community partners. Your favorite regular Monday programs will return on November 18th. More information about Turtle Island Voices Rising, including broadcast schedule, will be found at kfai.org.
And
That was Jackie DeShannon with Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Oh, no, and now I lost all my liner notes. What happened here? Okay. All right. Well, before the break, we heard, who did we have? I know we started off this set with Jackson Brown started off the program, but we had the Rolling Stones, Can't Get No Satisfaction, and then we had, who else? All right, well, wouldn't you know it, what a week. I've had all my liner notes set up, and they just disappeared. So switching back and forth, I guess, between these different sources, these musical platforms here. So we'll just have to do it this way. All right. Okay. I want to share some good news with you. About a week ago, Cheryl Whitehawk, who's Anishinaabe, received the Minnesota Counselor of the Year Award presented to her over in St. Paul. So there were a lot of folks over there. I couldn't make it, but she's just a wonderful Anishinaabe Kwe. She works at the American Indian Family Center. She is a chemical dependency specialist, particularly in using the technique of Wellbriety, pioneered by White Bison Society out of Colorado. And then we just got the news this past week that Heather Friedley, who's also Anishinaabe from northern Wisconsin but has relocated here, she has been awarded as the artist for the Winter Carnival 2025 medallion. So she's going to be designing that. You'll see it then made available during the Winter Carnival next winter over in St. Paul, and then also the medallion that will be hidden, that will be found and then can be redeemed for that wonderful monetary prize that they always have every year. So congratulations to Heather. She's been on the program before talking about Friedley Art Gallery in St. Paul. We've got quite a few things that are going on here in American Indian Heritage Month. And it's just unfortunate that we had these national elections, or at least the results of the national elections. See, I was looking at some statistics, and there's something like, you know, out of a population of 330 million Americans, something like, I think it was 260 260 million eligible voters. So those individuals above the age of 18. And there may be some in there that, you know, can't vote for any number of reasons. And of that number, 160 million, now see if I can do the arithmetic right, 160 million were registered to vote, both as Republican and Democrat. And then when the final tally is breaking down here, we're seeing that Donald Trump did receive 71 million approximately, and Kamala Harris received 66 million. So Trump prevailed by about 5 million votes or so. But when you add those two up, they only come up to about 140 plus million voters. So of those who were registered, almost 20 to 25 million just sat it out. They were registered, but they didn't come out. They just, either that or they just decided not to vote, not to show. Now, that's not a guarantee that some proportion of that, and particularly a significant proportion, might have gone the way of Donald Trump. But when you think about it, you know, the United States always has this reputation of high voter participation, high turnout, but that wasn't the case this time around. So many pundits who are scratching their heads trying to make sense of all this, and the blame has started. And I think what we really have to do is do some very serious soul-searching about the American psyche. There's a cancer that is on the soul of America, the United States, right now. And it's being reflected by not only one individual, but the people that they surround themselves with and the people that believe and support that, the promises that were made to them that they can only see as far as their nose is concerned. So, all right. Well, I was going to kind of switch it up a little here. We're about halfway through our event here. We had that Jackie DeShannon with Put a Little Love in Your Heart, and that came from the 60s. Here's an artist that has come from, got her start in the late 50s, but extended all the way through until her death just a few years ago. Let's go ahead. We'll play this little track. It's from the soundtrack of Bobby, which is another sad American story. But here we go with Never Gonna Break My Faith.
My Lord, I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced. That life is meant to be hard. That's how I learned to appreciate my God. Though my courage may be tried, I can tell you I won't hide, because the footprints show you are by my side. You can lie.
Breaking angels' wings, but you never. recording, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right on.
Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Tell me what's going on.
What's
I'll tell you what's going on.
What's going on?
Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Drowning in mud tears. Whoa, whoa.
know that this must be heaven.
How could so much love be inside of you? Oh, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sun. Yeah, you are the sunshine of my life, baby. That's why I always stay strong. Can't stop, baby. You are the apple of my eye.
You'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Told I'm made up, that dragons are nothing more than a myth. Unicorns and merpeople, too. Believe what you want about us, but your recycled items becoming new products is no myth. Recycled paper and cardboard get made into new cereal and cracker boxes at a paper mill in St. Paul. while recycled food cans are made into new products like wire and parts for cars and appliances. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling at recyclingexists.com.
The stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now.
The fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet, holding down his job, trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Kind of people
Someone's looking for a lead in his duty to a king or to a queen, protecting what he feels is right, fights against wrong with his life. There's no profit in deceit. Honest men know that revenge does not taste sweet. Same inside. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about? Yeah, it takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Every kind of people make what life's about.
That's Robert Palmer with Every Kind of People. And right before that was Eric Clapton with Change the World. And before the break, we had a big block, that Motown inspiration of Diana Ross with Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and Stevie Wonder, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, Marvin Gaye with What's Going On, and Aretha Franklin with You're Never Gonna Break My Faith. So hope you enjoyed that. Hope that was soothing for you as well as it is for me. All right. Hey, I hope you enjoyed our Election Day coverage, particularly that last part with D.A. Bullock and his guests this past Tuesday, even though it didn't turn out the way many of us had hoped. Let's see. On Thursday, November 21st, we have our Funkraiser Give to the Max Day here at KFUI. We want to ask you to keep us in mind when you're getting ready to make your charitable contribution. So, and then this coming Monday, we have Turtle Island Voices Rising. We used to call it 24 hours of Native American and Indigenous programming, but I think it's going to be about 14 hours. That's about what we can provide this year during American Indian Heritage Month. So I hope you're going to enjoy that. Be sure and join me right here at 8 a.m. I'm going to be kicking it off with some music, some more musical tracks from Native American and Canadian Indigenous musical artists. And then at 10 a.m. to noon, we'll have Jamie Edwards and Derek DeLille, otherwise known as Second Son of Mishomas. They're going to do an all-music program there. Democracy Now! Regularly at noontime for an hour. The Best of Native Roots with Robert Pilot at 1 o'clock. And then The Eagle, KOJB, one of our sister stations in the Ampers Network, from 2 to 3:30, Native Lights, which is Cole Primo and Leah Lem, from 3:30 to 4. And then I'll be back with you from 4 to 6. I'm going to have some wonderful guests on. Catherine Gillis and I are going to talk about Native movies. And then I'll have Delinda Ugi Pushitonikwa and Sarah Wardsia Pilotsky to talk about Ugi's show that's opening over at the in St. Paul. I'm blanking on the name of the theater, but it just opened last night. We'll tell you more about that because it runs a couple of more weeks. Then Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy with Jamie Edwards again from 7 to 9. Native Roots Radio live with Robert Pilot from 7 to 9 here. Well, I don't know what's going on with that. Are they going to play over each other? I don't know. And then finally taking us to the end here, Ace, B-A-I, Beyond All Others, or Beyond Everybody Else, Native Comedy. I believe that's going to be Deanna Standing Cloud and Trish Cook, two wonderful Native female comedians here in the Twin Cities. Well, I just want to take just a minute to inform you of some news I just delivered today to our program director, Miguel, and Nora, our general manager here, that I'm going to be leaving the air full-time here at KFEI on our 24/7 schedule. I'll still be around as my schedule permits, volunteering, special projects, that type of stuff. But the events of the past week just really helped clarify for me something that I have been thinking about for some time. And I don't have the time and the energy to be able to continue on this journey of good medicine, even though I encourage you to continue to make your own good medicine however you want to do that. And I'm not leaving because I'm discouraged. It's just I think it's time to give it over to somebody other who might have a different perspective on approaching the next 4 years that we're going to be facing under this new administration. So sometime in early January, I'll be leaving the schedule. I'll be off and on here over the next couple of weeks, some pre-recorded programs, some best of good medicine, and then also some live sessions as well. So I thought I would just share that with you. I'll be sending it out on social media as well, and whenever you see me in the community. So not a time to be sad. It's just a time to move on and all of us follow that path, that star, that light that we were talking about earlier. So, all right, I've got one last message to play, and then I'll be right back with you with the farewell.
KFAI is proud to present The Dip at the First Avenue Main Room on Sunday, November 10th. The Dip is a Seattle-based rhythm and blues band that is known for its poignant songwriting, detailed arrangements, and vintage sound. Featuring a three-piece horn section, the group's music harkens back to earlier soul and funk influences while hinting at the jazz foundations that brought the band's members together. Opening the show is London soul star Jordan McCampa. Tickets for The Dip can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Okay, like I said just a minute ago, be sure and keep making that good medicine for yourself. I'm going to continue to do the same thing. Smile. I know it's kind of hard right now, but smile, shake a hand, give somebody a hug if that's appropriate. Sit down and share a meal or a cup of coffee or tea. Sing a song. Get up and dance and tell a story, maybe. All those ways creatively that we can do, and also basic human interaction, some of our basic needs as well. So keep doing that. I'll be here, back here next week for another episode of Good Medicine. We'll have more music from Native American creative natives and